Well, Rory, tough task. Last time you met back in May, it ended up 1-1. You'll be hoping for 3 points this time against Shamrock Rovers.
Yeah, we look for 3 points in every game that we go into, and this is no different. They've had a brilliant one midweek against Bratislava and probably deserve to take it to at least extra time. So we know what they're capable of. They're the champions of the country, and but I think that we're evolving and getting better as a team. Obviously, last week was a bit of a setback, but we won't dwell on it and we'll move on and try and put in a positive performance.
You'll be hoping they'll be suffering away a wee bit of fatigue, maybe playing midweek, Roy, and maybe the legs a wee bit heavy coming into the game. Gives you a bit no.
Aye, well, they've the deepest squad in the country. They can make four or five changes without it affecting them whatsoever. You see Dylan Watts coming on the other night, Aaron Green coming on the other night, Sean Gannon, not an on-new sub, Sean Hoare coming on. So doesn't matter who they play, to be honest. They've got the best group of players in the country, and if they make four or five changes, they're still as strong. So it doesn't really bother me.
What is the team news going into the game, Rory?
Mark Walsh is obviously long-term injury, and we're fine everywhere else.
Of course, the cup draw was this week in Drogheda United. Not the tie you would have wanted, maybe?
Oh, listen, it's a difficult draw. The only all Premier Division draw in the competition, and if you want to go far in the competition, you have to beat good teams. And so, but we have to try and do that in our first game, and that's the way it is. And we'll focus on Shamrock Rovers tomorrow night, and once Rovers is over, then we'll turn our attentions to Drogheda.
Of course, there was a bid made this week for David Parkhouse. The club turned it down. What is the latest on that? Has any other clubs come in for him?
Well, there's obviously been a lot of interest in David, so but as of yet, there's nothing to report.
What is the latest on the keeper?
No, there's nothing to report at all.